Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yeah, they said they was transferring me to sign my papers or transferring me to you.
Right. Yeah, I'm an intake specialist. I'm not an attorney or a doctor or anything like that. So I just double check some stuff, put it in an intake form, and then send you a quick e-signature. So again, I would need a yes or no. You are looking to participate, correct?
Yes, sir.
And besides our transfer partner, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically to get you with any firm. Is that correct?
And you'd be no, sir.
Tested it? Okay. Thank you. And was it you or a family member that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was me.
Sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype?
The subtype?
Uh-huh, of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or not sure?
It was, cell B or something like that.
Yeah, diffuse large B cell? Okay, thank you for confirming that.
Yeah.
And that's the only non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you've had, correct? And you're filing for yourself?
Yeah, other than, you know, chest pain, had to have my lymph nodes removed.
Sure. And so what year were you diagnosed? About the approximate date, do you think?
July 15th, 2022.
22.
I was
38. Oh, wow. So young. Well, thank you for confirming that you were between the ages of 18 and 79. So let me type that up in here. And then were you mostly just spraying it yourself at home or at work or both?
Yes, sir, at home in my backyard.
Backyard, okay. And how big of an area would you say that was?
I sprayed it all around my fence. I got a private fence on in my backyard. And I use it like 3-4 times a month.
3-4 times a month. Okay, perfect. A lot of good info there. Give me the address of where you would usually spray the product.
1599 Enterprise Church Road.
Okay. And that's in Ashford, Alabama?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to click that up. And then I'm trying to see if I can figure out how big the lot was, because if it was around the perimeter on the fence, it'd probably be a good chunk there, over 1,400 square feet. So maybe 14 by 10, somewhere around there.
It's a nice size.
Mm-hmm. And then,
I can take a picture and send it to you.
Oh, that's okay. No, not needed, but thank you for offering. And so what year would you say was the first year you started using Roundup?
I'd say around March 2010 to between June 2022.
Okay. So for about 12 years then?
Yeah.
Or so, okay. So definitely you would have sprayed it for at least 10 or more days then, right?
Yes, sir.
And then the phone that we're speaking on, the 786-858-4125, is that your cell phone or is it a landline?
It's my only phone, you know, because I don't have a house phone, so I just have my cell phone all the time.
Same here. Most people don't have cell phones nowadays, actually. And then... are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then for these next questions, just yes or no on ailments that you may or may not have been diagnosed with previously. I'll name them, you know, kind of go in a row here. And then if you hear one you've had, just let me know. If not, then I'll put no for them. Hepatitis B, hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, HIV AIDS, diabetes mellitus, or an autoimmune disease? No to all those?
No, no, sir. No to all of them.
And then are you an organ transplant or no?
No, sir.
And any family history of cancer or no?
No, sir.
And then you said no other cancers, right, that you've had?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. And let me type this in here. And then will you spell out your name as it shows on your ID?
Okay, it shows Attrick Dawsey, Attrick Dawsey, Dawsey.
Perfect, thank you. And no middle name?
Deon, Deon.
And then are you a junior or senior or no?
No, sir.
And then will you confirm your gender?
Male.
And then are you currently married or unmarried?
Unmarried.
Thank you. And then how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your injuries and your ailment? Was it commercials that you saw, stuff on TV or online, that kind of, you know?
Yeah, and I was like, wow, I need to look into this because I was hospitalized 7 to 8 days for this shit.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let me type that up 1 second. I'm not the fastest typer. 1 second, please. Okay. And then, it would have been after or around when you were diagnosed that you made the connection, like in July of 2015?
Well, something like that. It's been so long ago, yeah.
Yeah. Or I'm sorry, 2022. Yeah. We'll put just, you know, July 15, 22, about the time you got diagnosed that you would have figured out the connection. Somewhere around there, ballpark, doesn't need to be exact.
Yes, sir.
And then this next question asks for your height in feet and inches, and then weight.
I'm 5'8", 185 pounds.
185 pounds, okay. And then what would be the best email address for you?
NauticaDawsey@gmail.com.
Nautica?
Yes, sir.
Dawsey. And then, so N-A-T-I-C-A? Or?
Nautica, N-A-U-T-I-C-A.
I'm sorry, Nautica.
Dawsey, D-A-W-S-E-Y.
At gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you said you used it about 3 to 4 times a month, so about 48 times a year, we'll put. And then you used the product for at least 1 year before you were diagnosed, right?
Yeah.
And then you said you started using it in about March of 2015, so I'll put that in.
2010.
I'm sorry, 2010. So 301. 2010. So you've actually used it, yeah, 12, or we're in 2014, so about 14 years. Let me go up to that question and put in 14.
Use it for about 12 years.
About 12 years, okay. So then you want me to, okay. So then I'll put March of 2012 is about when you started using it, because that'll give us 12 years from, oh no, because you would have been diagnosed 2 years ago. Yeah, okay, perfect. Let me go back up here. And so you're in Alabama now?
Yes, sir.
Have you guys started to cool down, or is it still muggy?
Oh, man, it's starting to feel good now.
No more humidity.
Kind of, sort of, certain days. Looks like it's a little chilly today.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Let me go with
Yeah,
this. And then this one says, when did you approximately stop spraying? So about when would you say you stopped spraying? After you were diagnosed? Like when you were diagnosed?
when I realized what was causing it.
It monthly, and then did you normally just get the pre-mixed one with the that came with the sprayer handle?
It was concentrated.
Okay. Concentrate. All right, let me type that up. So I'm putting that you use the concentrate and you would spray it around the yard and fence and wherever you saw weeds. Does that sound fair?
Right.
And did you use protective gear when applying the Roundup or no?
Certain times.
And certain times, were they just gloves or goggles or what were they?
Yeah, gloves. Goggles.
This was in Alabama, so let me type in Alabama. And it was residential, so let me click residential. And it was you that had direct exposure, correct?
Great.
And then so about 4 times a month, 48 times a year, times 12 years, so about 576 exposures in your lifetime. So I'll put that in there. And then, do you get your water from a well or a city?
City.
Okay. And then, have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or no?
Okay.
And then, did you normally get this at like a local hardware store or gardening store or like a bigger box store like Home Depot or Lowe's or stuff like that?
Nah, it was Walgreens.
Walgreens. Okay. And then obviously it's been several years since you've last used the product, so not required. I'm just required to ask. Do you have any like receipts or empty containers or anything like that?
No, sir, not at all.
And then have you ever been a smoker or no?
Nah.
Okay. And then are you currently working or on a fixed income?
Yes, sir.
Working. Okay. And then just give me your employer's name.
I work at a place called Smart Lounge. It's on a so
Smart Lounge.
my employer's name. Yes, sir. Smart Lamb.
Oh, Smart Lamb. LAM. Okay. I see it here. Perfect, thank you. And what's your current title?
I'm a truck loader.
Okay. And then because of you getting sick due to the Roundup, did you ever have to miss work because you had surgery or treatments or anything related to your condition?
Yeah, I lost the job I was working at when I was diagnosed. I lost that job due to, not being able to be at work at on time and stuff and being sick.
sorry to hear that, and I'm just typing it up. So lost previous job because of being too sick and unable to work, and obviously that makes it very difficult. You know, you start, unless you have a ton of savings, you start falling behind on stuff, right? So that gets scary. And then you're having
I wipe them savings out.
Yeah. And have you ever been in the military or no?
No, sir.
Okay. And then have you ever been involved in other lawsuits or no?
No, sir.
Have you ever filed for disability or workers' comp or no?
No, sir.
And then ever filed for bankruptcy or no?
No, sir.
And then other than minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime or no?
No, sir.
Okay. And then give me the hospital that you were diagnosed at. I'll find the address, just if you give me the name and the city it's in.
It was at Southeast Health Medical Center. I know the address if you need it.
Is it on Ross Clark Circle?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I see it here. Let me put it in. And do you remember your doctor's name by chance?
Dr. Jared Atkinson.
Okay. And so you started to fade it out. You started to get faded out. Can you hear me okay?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
You can go ahead, sir.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, I see him here. He comes in as Atkins Jared B. MD.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then let me put this here. And then I'm putting in some notes here on how the diagnosis has impacted your life. Obviously, you've lost work and stuff. So let me type all, kind of recap what you've told me.
Tremendously.
Here. And then do you have any of the records, or will they be able to get them with Dr. Jared? Yes?
I have them, but they are at the hospital.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that you have them. And then we're just about done. Only a couple more sections here. Do you recall when you were diagnosed in July of 22, did they treat you right away, or was it a couple of weeks?
I had surgery on July 30th, 2022.
Okay. Perfect. Good. They got to see you pretty quickly. Usually it can take some time. And then surgery, you said, so let me click the surgery. And then this is still your home address, the one you gave me on Enterprise Church Road earlier, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me type that in again.
And then I had to do August 12th, 2022, I had to do 3 months of chemo.
Oh wow. Okay. So chemo.
3 rounds per month.
And we are just about done. 2 more sections here. This one asks for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
Nah, you'd be able to get a hold of me.
Okay. So let me put this here. And then the last portion is for the HIPAA medical compliance section to send you the e-signature. Go ahead and let me go to this section 1 second. There it is. Okay. Date of birth?
2/20/1984.
And then the social?
416-196-8845.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you an automated text message through DocuSign. It's going to come via text and an email. You can open up either one. And then, I'm sorry, I'm missing one question here. It's asking if you know anybody else that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, anyone else at the household or neighbors or anything like that, or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then let me hit send on this again, and then it should come to you momentarily. I can't see what's on the screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just kind of read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on what to tap.
Okay.
And it does show sent on my side. Let me know if it didn't get to you, and I'll try sending it again.
All right, hold on a second. How did you send it?
I'm sorry?
How did you send it?
Via text message and email.
I wonder why everything usually comes straight through.
Sometimes, depending on the carrier, you won't get it until you're off the line. So let me send you this other text message, and then that way you'll have my direct line as well. Give me one second. So nothing shows in your text message yet, right?
Not yet.
And who's the carrier for your mobile device?
T-Mobile.
No, it normally should get to you even while you're on the phone. And I sent that to 786-858-4125, right?
Yeah, I just got a text saying, hello, this is Emmanuel.
Yeah, that's... Oh, okay. It must be in my drafts. I don't know why it's been doing that. It is in the draft. So you got my personal line. That's my direct line. Our hours are your time. You're 2 hours ahead of us, so it's going to be from 10 to 7 p.m. your time is when we're here, Monday through Friday. So if you need to get a hold of me, you can call or text that same phone number, and then I'll get back to you as soon as I can. But it should be getting to you now. It shows sent from the drive.
Hey, I just got it. I just got a text. So do I click this link?
Yep, you'll click that link, and then just follow the prompts on that.
Okay, I just got the text and the email. So.
Okay, you can open up either one, whichever is easier for you.
Okay, it says SMS mass tour strategy. Do you agree to receive? Yes.
Okay.
Okay, it's loading up now. Okay, so I hit continue. It's just showing my envelope and.
Mm-hmm. Yep, hit continue.
Okay, now it shows Emmanuel and the. Please sign.
Yep, and if you already hit the little box that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures, and then hit continue,
it'll
let you hit a yellow start button.
Okay, so just hit the yellow continue button.
Yep, continue and then start.
Start,
uh-huh, and then you'll look for the first arrow, downward facing arrow, and tap that, and either pre-select where it's written, or you can use your finger to draw your name, and then accept that signature, and then you'll kind of do a few more taps. I think one section will last for your initials, and then you know you did it correctly once you see a yellow finish button. And if you tap that finish button and if it submits it, then we're good to go. If you tap it and nothing happens, we might have missed a tap somewhere.
Okay, so what I do now, just draw my name in here.
Yep.
Atrick Deion Dawsey or just Atrick Dawsey?
However you normally sign it.
You could just sign with Atrick Dawsey.
Okay.
Okay, it says adopt and sign.
Right. Let's hit that button.
Do I hit that one?
Right.
Hit that button.
Correct.
Now it went down to, okay, it says signature required or in initials.
That's right. It might have you draw the initials, and then, like I said, you'll kind of just keep tapping anything that's highlighted in yellow until the last thing you can type is a finish button.
They're asking to draw my initials.
Okay, let's do that then.
All right, that's what I'm doing. I said finish.
Perfect. Let's tap the yellow finish button.
Yep. Yellow finish button.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it should say you've completed.
Yes, you're done signing.
Okay, you're all set, and you're going to get an automatic email with
Six.
The completed document for your records. And other than that, you're all set for now. The firm should give you a call in about a week or two just to introduce themselves
okay.
and let you know they're taking on the case. If you don't hear from them and you have questions before that week or two, you can call or text me on the 949 number that messaged you a few minutes ago. But other than that, I will let you get back to your day, and hopefully you have a good week coming up.
Okay, so I just hit on this page that said you're done signing.
You're
it has
set.
Continue at the bottom in yellow.
You're all set. You can
don't worry about that.
Yeah, because then if you,
okay.
If you hit continue, it's going to try to get you to sign up for an account, but you don't need.
Okay, I'm just going to close the app.
Yep, you're all set. Alrighty, have a good day.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
You too.